We are really getting a lot of helpful, I think, thinking on the question of how the racial justice mechanisms in the UN can engage with anti-racist efforts across the country. We've seen here an emphasis on what's happening in Latin America and what's happening in Europe, but I think some of these lessons can be replicated across the historically colonized and racialized world. What I'm taking from the conversation so far is from Adriana the need to pay attention to the mainstreaming and actioning of a lot of the plans and ideas that are driving these anti-racist projects. From Kehinde, the need for conceptual clarity, and that means deeper research and deeper thinking about the concepts that we use and their utility in advancing particular kinds of struggles. And from Noemi, the kind of valorization of vernacular knowledges and drawing from the experiences of the communities themselves. And running across all three is an interest in what kinds of anti-racist projects are possible outside of formal institutions, outside of formal schooling, outside of universities, outside of the UN, but also how we can build a kind of dynamic tension and relationship between the institution and its outside. But what I'm also getting is this idea of popular agency and popular mobilization around anti-racism. So these are some of the important themes that I think are going to be helpful for this group and for the larger racial justice mechanisms in the UN as we take forward the Fight Racism campaign. I again open the floor one more time to member colleagues who are here at the floor from civil society, from member states, if you'd like to share any inputs, any perspectives. Then just to ask my colleagues, I see the chair, Jose, Hannah, will you follow or you are happy? Okay, Jose, go ahead.